The Poughkeepsie Common Council was scheduled to hold a special meeting during the 6 o'clock hour Tuesday evening to vote on whether to fund city buses for 3 more months. This comes as a citizens group has hired a law firm to get involved amid continuing controversy. The budget amendment calls for funding city-run bus service through September 2017. Poughkeepsie bus service is slated to end June 30th, with Dutchess County adding 4 routes in the city on July 1st. Poughkeepsie Democratic Common Council member Chris Patsis was expecting the amendment to pass, but assumes Republican Mayor Rob Rollison will veto the measure. Rollison says his veto will likely come first thing Wednesday morning.
I'll veto the resolution as I did when the council moved health care money to continue running the transit system for 6 months. And this is essentially the same thing, but they're putting a 3-month time frame on it, and I will veto it.
Patsis explains why he supports the budget amendment.
We have seen hundreds of people show up at council meetings expressing their desire to continue with the current bus service, which we believe, the majority of us on the council believe, to be a superior service over the county's proposed takeover.
Patsis says he also supports the extension to allow the Federal Transit Administration to review a letter challenging Dutchess County's assumption of city bus responsibility. The letter was sent last week from a New York City law firm retained by citizens group Community Voices Heard and the New York Civic Engagement Table. The letter cites red flags with the county's proposed Poughkeepsie routes, saying they would have a disparate impact on minority populations by reducing routes and increasing wait times. Poughkeepsie resident and Community Voices Heard member Darrett Roberts says senior citizens, students, the elderly, and people with disabilities especially need the city-run bus service to continue.
You know, these people have been independent all their life, and the only thing they got left is their independence, and that they need these buses, they need these routes to get around. Don't take that away from them.
Again, Patsis.
Listen, ultimately, if the county does take over, there needs to be some type of transition period. And for the buses just to be shut down this Friday and to be parked away and to have the county come in with really limited, you know, public input and very limited public exposure on the new routes, there just needs to be a transition period.
Rollison says money for the city's transit system runs out at the end of the week.
The county has the ability to grow the system. The city does not, and that was one of the reasons that I thought this made appropriate sense to do. We need a better transit system in the city of Poughkeepsie, also one that is operated by, in this case, will be Dutchess County government, which has the financial wherewithal to be able to improve it and to adjust it as needed.
Patsis says Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro's recent remarks in a local news report highlight the need to improve county routes in Poughkeepsie.
Again, I think it's very important the county executive admitted for the first time, you know, out of all these months of fighting with them, is, you know, these routes are not going to work in some neighborhoods. And I think that's a significant development, and a development that the 90-day grace period would allow us to work on to rectify it.
Here's Molinaro.
You know, instead of being useful and productive, Chris and others, you know, just continue to throw roadblocks in the way. And really what we've said all along is work with us to expand service. We know that there are areas that are going to need additional service. We know that there are locations that residents want additional coverage. We want to be able to accommodate them. Work with us to get there.
Molinaro says the county is ready for additional input.
We know. Through a series of public hearings that we held over the last 2 months, that there are concerns and needs that still must be addressed. And we've committed to the creation of a special advisory committee to our public transit committee so that City of Poughkeepsie residents will have a direct seat at the table to help us continue to expand service and to respond as quickly as we can to expand service. We have agreed to quarterly meetings with the City of Poughkeepsie residents so that we can evaluate any concerns, any complaints, any need for expansion or rerouting.
And he says the county will bring in a professional to work on the service. Meanwhile, Patsis does not know whether there will be enough council members to override Rollison's veto. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.